Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be able to sit down and take some time to chat with David Lateen, star player for the 1966 National Champion Texas Western men's basketball team. David, thank you for taking the time to sit with us.
Josh, thanks for having me.
First question, what do you think of the NCAA Centennial celebration so far?
Absolutely fabulous. I got in a little bit late on yesterday, and from what I've seen, we've got a number of people here associated with the NCAA, and I think that's great. To see Glory Road again, I think that was great to be able to discuss it, to talk about it, some things that it really meant other than just the game. It was fun to be a part of it.
When you see how much something like what the 1966 team achieved has impacted all of these people still involved with the NCAA, how does that make you feel?
Oh, outstanding. It's fabulous. I mean, I just can't. No one could feel better than I feel right now. I'm going through a stage right now in my life where we actually didn't think this would come back again, and now it actually came. It's living. It's life. And we're able to tell our story and talk about all the things that happened, give the youngsters something to think about, and let them know the reason they're where they are now is partially because of us.
Does it feel like it was just yesterday?
You know, looking at the film, it certainly does. The flashbacks to remember some things that happened, and watching the game and some of the teams that we played, it certainly feel like it was yesterday.
Now, talking about the experience with Texas Western, how has that impacted, you know, the last 40 years of your life?
Well, with Coach Haskins, who was a magnificent disciplinarian, discipline helped me in business. Learning discipline from him helped me in business and helped me in my life and helped me to be a better person. So it certainly made it, and being a winner, of course, I talk about some of these things in my book, Slam Dunk to Glory, Latin Slam Dunk to Glory, about how it made me a better person, how I was a winner, and that just helped me on in my life as I went on.
Now, your book, Latin Slam Dunk to Glory, that slam dunk was a monumental dunk at the beginning of that championship game against Kentucky. Is that something that's gone with you throughout your life, that slam dunk?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't turn the corner. Unless I talk about that, you know, we talk about Pat Riley, and Pat, you know, was in a kind of an awkward position at this very difficult time, and he was the recipient of a dunk that was meant to send a message to Pat Riley that he was there, the Kentucky team, the Kentucky coach, Adolph Rupp, the Kentucky fans, and the whole state of Kentucky, that we were here to win, and so that dunk, it was an intent dunk, and so, you know, he just happened to be there, and that's what it did. It sent him a message to let them know that we were going to win the game, period.
Yeah, it certainly, seeing the replay, it certainly set the tone. In the book, I'm sure you discussed that. What other things do you talk about in the book?
Well, I'll expand on that just a bit farther. The dunk, if I may. The NCAA Rules Committee outlawed the dunk. For 10 years, I talk about that in my book, for 10 years after that dunk. There was no dunking in the NCAA in college basketball for 10 years, the whole decade, if you can believe that. I meant to send a message, but I didn't mean to send that kind of a message. I didn't want to talk about a dunk. but that's the question, part of your question was?
Yeah, just what, you know, what else do you discuss in the book? Do you discuss the, you know, just that stage or of your life, or do you discuss your business career?
I discuss where I came from, how I got there, the people that helped me get there, the reason I went to Texas, El Paso, Texas Western at the time, some things that went on at the school, leading the things that happened leading up to the game, what I thought, what my teammates thought, basically what we all thought about, you know, during the process of getting to the championship, and we talked about the things that happened during the championship. I talk about some of the things that thought went through my mind as I walked out on the court and saw Duke and Kentucky playing in the semifinals. Quite shocking, you know, how I felt with all the referees, the officials, the opposite coach, the people in the stands, the guys selling the hot dogs, bus drivers, the guys picking up floors, everybody was white. I talked about if Kentucky had been in the same position as we were, would they have played as well? How would they have performed?
Right.
So I just talked about all those things, and it's a total overview. And Coach Athens has written a book as well, but it's completely different from Coach Athens' book. If you get to read that, you read my book, you'll see the difference.
Is writing a book something that you've always wanted to do, or was it something that happened, you know, after that experience?
Well, Bobby Joe Hill and I had decided to write a book together, and as you know, Bobby passed. And when the movie, I saw the movie coming, I thought, well, you know, I just need to write this book anyway. You need to hit that. I thought it would be nice to hear something from the players. Everything's been from everybody else. There's been other people who write books, but nothing from a player. What we thought, it's very difficult to write what another person's thinking from the inside out.
Right.
So that's why one of the reasons I wanted to write the book, because I wanted them to hear the real truth.
Something that you mentioned was the discipline from Coach Haskin and how that's impacted you. What would you say for current student athletes, that discipline, how that can, you know, they can carry that through their lives, how important that is?
I don't think anyone could possibly be successful if they don't have discipline. And you have to have discipline in what you eat. You have to have discipline how you treat your love life, your businesses. They all come together, discipline. And if you don't have that discipline, you have the tendency to stray away from what you're thinking about, not have the tunnel vision to focus on what you want to accomplish. And so that's where the discipline is very, very important. And Coach Haskin certainly kept that going through our minds every day.
Let's talk a little bit about education. That was something that came through in the movie and something that was seems like it was important to all of the athletes on the team. What are your feelings on that and the educational opportunities that are provided to student athletes today?
Well, I think it's excellent that the kids are able to get a very important education. I don't think it's just very important, it's impossible to be successful if you don't have it. I mean, in order to just keep up, we're not talking about excelling in front of anybody. You have to be knowledgeable. So you cannot get the knowledge unless you're educated. So that's why it's very, very important to get the education.
A little bit about the team and your teammates. Seeing a couple of the guys last night and how you interact, it seems like you're still playing together every day and that you're very close. I know you played professional basketball. Did anything ever match the camaraderie on that team, that college team?
No, never. It's very difficult to explain the camaraderie and the cohesiveness that we enjoyed as a team. Again, we had all been together. Not necessarily as a team, but we were together in the same gymnasium practicing every day for 2 years before we actually put on the court together, you know, to win. So and anybody that has ever played on a championship team can tell you that there's something, just something the other teams don't have, other than the will to win, of course. You need to like the person that you're playing with. You know, you have to respect them. And you don't really have to like them that much, but you have to respect them. And the only way to get respect is you have to earn it. You have to go out on the court in practice every day and gain the respect from the teammates. And that's what all my teammates did.
One of the, obviously, the significant impact of what you all achieved with that whole season and that victory, what are your feelings about not only winning that game, but playing that role in history?
You know, my feeling, the way I feel about it now is that I get the rush of a wonderful, wonderful feeling because I know how it helps youngsters to get education and to be recruited by all universities that also have racial relations in our country as well. I hate to think where we would be, Josh, and I'm sure you can expand on that sometimes if you wish. Where would we be without sports in this country right now? It helped us to live together. We would learn to lead together, to think together, to help each other out, to reach a certain goal as people. And it let us know that, remind us continuously that we're God's children, you know, and we're all the same. We're all the same. We're different colors, but we basically are the same.
What's coming up next for you? I know you have the book coming out. And the movie, clearly, I must have seen it a number of times already going around in the special screenings. But what's next? Any ideas?
Well, you know, I'm focused on a book right now. You know, we're working to finish it. it's finished. I keep changing things, little things in it. But that's going to certainly take most of my focus right now with the book. As you know, well, you don't know, but I'm an investor as well, and that also takes a lot of my time as well.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share about the whole experience at the convention and the movie screening last night?
Well, I loved it. I love the movie. It makes me feel good to see so many people enjoyed it. And what it's really all about is that it helps us to learn to live together. The racial relations were strained in those years, like in the early 60s. Blacks were just beginning to vote, and it was just very difficult. We couldn't live where we wanted to live in different neighborhoods. So it really helped our racial relationships. So that's what makes me proud.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me this morning. You're a true role model, and enjoyed the movie, and I encourage everybody to go out there and see it, and definitely to go pick up A Teen Slam Dunk of Glory.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you.